Hello everybody. Today I'm going to talk to you about utopian fiction. The purpose of this podcast is to give you a brief overview of the four main types of utopian literature. Hopefully by the end of it, you'll be able to distinguish between them, and when you read utopian novels in the future, you'll be able to tell which subgenre they belong to. Before I begin discussing the four categories, I should answer the question, what is utopian literature? Utopian literature is all literature that depicts a non-existent society, usually in considerable detail, and sometimes set in a time or space far removed from the contemporaneous reader. Utopian with a capital U refers to all novels of this nature. Within utopian literature, then, there are two main categories. The first of these, confusingly, is also called utopian literature, but with a small u. Utopian literature with a small u is the title for novels that depict positive futures and view society with hope. The other main type of utopian literature, that's utopia with a capital U, is called dystopian fiction. Dystopian novels depict negative futures and usually view society with alarm. So, that's a broad overview. Now, within utopian literature, there are four main categories, two of which I've already mentioned. There's utopian fiction with a small u, critical utopian fiction, dystopian fiction, and critical dystopian fiction. So let's take a look at their characteristics one by one. Utopian fiction. Utopian fiction with a small u, also known as positive utopias, like all utopian texts, ask questions about the way we live and whether it could be improved. In the case of the positive utopia, the answer to this is always yes. Positive utopian novels depict non-existent societies which the reader is expected to view as being considerably better than their own. These novels present the elements of their alternative social orders as if they existed. They always contain a philosophy of hope, and they show the readers what could grow from the good seeds in their own societies. Critical utopian fiction. Critical utopian novels began to come about in the 1970s. They present utopian societies, but use these to critique our own. They tend to contain lots of oppositional thought towards the historical moment in which they were produced. Critical utopias dwell on the conflict between the author's world and the utopian world of the text, in an attempt to encourage the reader to fight against the negative elements of their own society. So, that's the two main types of positive utopian fiction. Now let's look at negative utopian fiction, or dystopias. Dystopian fiction. Dystopian novels depict societies that are undoubtedly less desirable than our own. Regularly, they extrapolate worrying trends in our world to create a future society that is entirely negative. They tend to have themes relating to control, the body, government, corporations, and biopower in general. Novels set in dystopian worlds are generally told from the perspective of a discontented member of the society, through whose eyes we view the world of the text, and often by extension, our own world. Critical dystopian fiction. Following in the wake of its utopian predecessor, the critical dystopia is a site of self-reflexive criticism. Critical dystopias began to appear from the 1980s onward, and are often described as having elements of the positive utopia and the dystopia. Retaining examples of positive utopian spaces within the text, critical dystopias reject the all-encompassing pessimism of the traditional dystopian form, and they use these utopian spaces, often combined with an open ending, to reassure the reader that such negative future visions may yet be avoided. By extrapolating negative elements of their society, the author takes advantage of the critical function of the utopian genre to encourage the reader to elicit change. So, that's the four main types of utopian fiction outlined. Hopefully, as you read utopian novels this semester, you'll be able to listen back to this podcast and see if you can figure out which genre the novel belongs to.